Whoever so dies in this garment shall not suffer eternal fire. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
It's really good to be back here. It really is. I have a picture on my wall that a dear friend of mine gave to me of this church. You may know her, Martha Garza. She and her husband, when I first went to Santa Rosa, gave me a picture of themselves, like I asked all my parishioners to do. And the one that they wanted to give me was them standing in front of this altar here. Because this is where they got married. And so every time I walk into my office each day, I get to see Duran. And it builds my desire to be back here because it's so beautiful, such a blessed place here. Thank you for allowing me to come back again. It's great to be here. Oftentimes what we do and what we've done to some degree the past 3 years that I've been here is we often reflect upon some sort of aspect of the Sacred Heart or St. Joseph, who is my own patron, the name I took when I became a priest. This year I want to do something different. Let's talk about Our Lady, especially under the title of Our Lady of Mount Carmel, because she's our patroness too. We have our three societies here, and we've gone over the other two. We have plenty of years, God willing, in the future to go over them in greater detail, but we don't often get to go through Our Lady Mount Carmel. One of the great graces, and I do beg your apologies if at some point I don't like to preach on Our Lady too often because I become emotional often when I do, because she's my mom. But what one of the great graces of Our Lady of Mount Carmel is, do you know how the history of Our Lady of Mount Carmel, how she came to be the patron of this society? Our Lady of Mount Carmel, there was the Carmelite monks who were there on Mount Carmel in the Holy Land. And they were a group of men who had gathered together for a specific purpose to call upon themselves the same fire which God had given to the prophet Elijah, that his same spirit would be renewed upon them, and they would be men after God's own heart, following in that same devotion as prophets of God. And so praying upon that mountain, this order took to themselves under the patronage, not just of St. Elijah of ages and ages past, but also put themselves in the protection of Our Lady. And through the difficulties that took place being there in the Holy Land, much like we see even today, being in the Holy Land fraught with so many fears of terror and distress and attacks, especially of those who profess that Muslim faith, what our Lord drove them to the point where they said that they realized that they could no longer stay within that land. And they felt God calling them to move to another place. And so they went to England. Of all places throughout the world, they began journeying to England, but then began to spread all throughout all of Europe because of the persecution that they were experiencing there on Mount Carmel in the midst of the Middle East. But in the year, I believe it was 1251 in England, Our Lady appeared to St. Simon Stock. And when she did, St. Simon Stock, a wonderful Carmelite monk who was really devoted to her and wanted to give his life in such an impressive way to her, what she did was she visited him and she began speaking to him. St. Simon Stock was such a holy man that not only did he have frequent visits from Our Lady, but also from our Lord, and other saints would come and commune with him in his hermitage. And he would spend all this time praying to them and communicating to them and sharing the things of his heart. And at one point, Our Lady turned to him under the title of Our Lady of Mount Carmel, his own patroness, handed him a scapular, a brown woolen cloth, which was to go over him and to clothe him. And he said, I shall give you the privilege to you, my dear son Simon, and to all your brethren in the Carmelite order, that anyone who dying wearing this habit shall not suffer eternal fire. Wouldn't that be amazing? If Our Lady were to come in to talk to you, that'd be great enough, wouldn't it? But then for her to give you something that says, if you wear this devoutly, I promise you, you don't have to fear hell. You don't have to fear separation from me. But I'm going to make sure that everything that I can do brings you to my Son. Over the course of the years, what has happened is that the whole of the church has extended this magnificent privilege to all who are willing to be invested in that same scapular, that brown scapular, and those who perpetually wear that scapular. How many of you have a scapular on? Raise your hands. Why not everybody? Why don't all of us have one on? It's not just meant for those who are part of the Society of Our Lady of Mount Carmel here in Duran. It's meant for every Christian, everyone who puts their faith in Christ. Why? Because this scapular promise is something that we should want. Is there anybody here who wants to suffer hellfire? I don't think so, and I really hope not. The way we live our lives is what determines whether or not we will. But Our Lady offers us this great grace, and we'd be foolish not to take advantage of it. Not to take advantage of the things that God gives us. Just in the same way, whereas it is utter foolishness for us as Catholics not to make use of the sacraments which God gives us. God gave us 7 sacraments within the church to lead us all into heaven. Why would we not take advantage of each of them? Every single one that we're able to have. And in fact, all of the sacramentals which we have and which our Protestant brothers and sisters cast aside saying they're unnecessary. Yeah, they're not necessary. It's possible to make it to heaven without them. But it surely is incredibly hard. If God gives you something to make your journey easier, you'd be foolish not to make use of that thing which He gives you. So what is the scapular of Our Lady? Is it just a piece of cloth that we wear over our bodies, a piece of wool that we use that scratches up against our chest? It's more than that. The scapular of Our Lady is actually a silent prayer. It's a silent prayer. A prayer which we can utter without using words. It's a prayer that we hold on to because we wear it. In the same way that our Lord taught us and His disciples to pray the Our Father, so too what Our Lady did was she taught us the value of the scapular. Because when we use it as a prayer, what our Lord does, Our Lady does, or rather, is she draws us more intimately into the Sacred Heart of Jesus, presenting us to her Son. It is good for us then, even not just to have it within our hands, but at moments when we're in distress, in moments when we're having difficulties, and moments when we're in the midst of temptation, to hold that scapular within our hands, to grip it tightly there, just as though we were gripping our own rosary, and by holding that, we can gain powerful intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary, because the evil spirit, the devil, who prowls around the world like a roaring lion, seeking whom he can devour, that's what the scriptures tell us, has no power in the presence of Our Lady. He flees from her because she is the queen of both heaven and earth, of all the angels, the fairest honor of our race. And so when we hold on to her and we call upon her in that silent prayer of devotion, we know that we can have victory over whatever evil is attacking our souls. And it's a way of assuring us of her intercession for the thing which perturbs us most and disturbs our soul. You know, the Blessed Virgin Mary, what she did was she came to visit her servant, Blessed Alain de la Roche, an awesome man. And what she went to him is she said it to him these simple words. She said, look, if only you, my son Alain, would have recommended yourself to me, in your life you would not have run into so much danger. How many needless dangers do we face? Do we fall under the weight of? Do we not find the strength to rise above because we don't go to Our Lady? Because we don't find ourselves within her. Because as she spoke to Juan Diego in the apparition of Our Lady of Guadalupe, we don't recognize that we are found beneath the mantle which she wears. That we're, as her beloved sons and daughters, are actually found within the very crossing of her own arms. She's our mother. And so the church extends to us, just as the Blessed Virgin Mary extended to the Carmelite order, the Sabbatine privilege, which is what? The Blessed Virgin Mary on Mount Carmel promised to save those who wear the scapular from the fires of hell, but also to shorten the time that they have to spend in purgatory, should they need to spend time in purgatory. When the Blessed Virgin Mary appeared to St. Simon Stock and speaking to those words, she said that anyone who holds the brown scapular, anyone who wears it devoutly, I, the Mother of Grace, shall descend on the Saturday following their death. And whomever I shall find in purgatory, I shall set free, so that I may lead them directly to the holy mountain of everlasting life. Another great grace, isn't that? That on the Saturday following the death of those who devoutly use the scapular, that's the extent of their purgatory. Why wouldn't we use it? Why wouldn't we make use of the graces which she gives us? How do we make ourselves heir to the promises which our Lord gives us in the holy scapular of Our Lady, the brown scapular? Do you know? Okay, well, you wear the scapular, but you don't know what you need to do to wear it? Okay, well, I'm going to explain it to you right now. It's real simple. It's just three things. Just three things as simple as this. One is to live, to wear, rather, the first one is to wear the brown scapular continuously. What does that mean? That means every day. Does it mean we take it off when we take a shower? Nope. What happens if you slip in the shower? Yeah? That's a real possibility for some of us. For me too. I've slipped in the shower too. So you don't take it off ever. Do you take it off when you're lying to bed at sleep? No. What do we teach our little kids to pray? I hope we still teach them this prayer. Thy love guard me through the night. Yeah, we pray there. Thy love guard me through the night. And what does it say? If I should die before I wake, Lord, my soul to thee, I pray thee take. Well, maybe we die in our sleep. We want to have the scapular on at every moment of our lives. We've got to wear it continuously, not to take it off, not to remove it from our person, because that's what makes us heir to the promises which God gives us. What does it say within the scriptures? It says there within the Psalms that God pours his blessings upon his beloved ones even as they slumber. So you want the protection of Our Lady even when we slumber, that we may be protected from all ill, all evil, which tries to assail us even in those vulnerable hours when we sleep, to assail us in our dreams. And that's the first thing. We always wear it. The second thing, a little bit more intense. It says what? It says to observe chastity in accordance with our own state of life, whether that's a married person, a single person, a consecrated religious, a priest, to live chastity in accordance with that state of life. What does that mean? Do you know what the word chastity means? It comes from the word of chastening, which means what? Holding, containing. To be chaste means to be in possession of one's own self, to be in possession of one's own soul. Which means that we don't allow ourselves to go off in every little direction, every little wind, because that's what a little child does, right? A child doesn't have self-possession of themselves. As soon as it feels something that goes through it, it darts off in that direction, sometimes off into the street, and you got to yell at them, no, no, you can't go into the street. Or they see that glowing red thing on the countertop, and they begin to touch it, and they burn themselves on the stove. Or they want this or they want that, and they go in every other direction. Chastity means that we don't respond merely to those external stimuli or those internal urges that come immediately, but we take possession of ourselves. That means with our God-given sexuality, to make sure it's not abused. We talk about this many times. Yeah, that we have to flee from those temptations toward pornography, toward abusing the beauty of a woman or of a man to hold them in their proper dignity, to ennoble them. We usually think that that's a man's problem. Yes, these are grave sins and they separate us from the love of God. But also, sisters, we struggle with that too. Because it's just as bad to be engrossed within those smutty romance novels or those telenovelas, which appeal to our emotions and draw us into that place. It's the same difference. To have that real chastity in accordance with our state of life, that's what's necessitated by the promise of the scapular. What did Our Lady of Fatima, we just celebrated 100 years this year. She said that more souls fall into hell because of sins against the sixth commandment than any other one. Why? Because they're the worst sins? No, they're not the worst sins. But they are the easiest to fall into. And they still end in death. That's why we must ask Our Lady to protect our chastity, and wearing the scapular aids in that direction. That's the second thing. And the third thing is a practice within our lives. And there are three ways of living it out. The first is that we got to recite the office of Our Lady every day. Does anybody know what the office of Our Lady is? You don't, so I'm not going to tell you about it, because you're not going to do it if I tell you about it. It's a lot longer. It's a long thing. The second way you can do it is to observe the fasts of the church together with abstaining from meat on Wednesdays and Saturdays. Don't raise your hand. Does anybody do that? Probably not. The church makes it even easier. She says, or you can, with the permission of a priest, which I'll give you all permission right now if you want, pray 5 decades of the rosary. A little bit easier, isn't it? 5 decades of the rosary. That's all it takes. To be devoted to Our Lady, how can we say that we're actually devoted to Our Lady within the Society of Mount Carmel if we don't at least pray 5 decades of the rosary every day to walk with her as she shows us and reveals us her Son? We couldn't, could we? And so we must. This is all that is necessary to be heirs to those promises. None of us wants to go to hell, right? I don't, you're here. You're in church. You're at Mass on a time where you don't actually have to go to Mass. It's not a holy day of obligation, Lord, through these great devotions, which allow us not only to be free from hellfire, but at the same time to also know that our stay in purgatory when we live this out is going to be short. At the maximum, 6 days, right? If we live it rightly. So the one thing I want you to go away from this social meeting today is, yes, have devotion to Our Lady. Yes, love who she is. Yes, honor her within your homes and within your hearts. But wear the scapular. Why not make use of the things which God wants to give you to help you to arrive in His presence forever? It's as simple as always wearing that wool scapular. As simple as living out the chastity that God has given you in accordance with your state of life. It's as simple as praying at least 5 decades of the rosary daily. And each of us has time, even if it's not all 5 decades in a row, throughout the day to stop for 3 minutes and to pray a decade, 5 times in a day. Mute the TV during commercial breaks. And you got it. This is what our Lord is calling us to and offering to us today. May we, through this sacred mysteries which we experience today, draw into the intimacy of Our Lady, of her love as she presents us to Christ. Our Lady of Mount Carmel, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.